The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Price, Chief Executive Officer of Rock Fire Resources. Rock is the ticker there. David, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, Justin, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, and you've just announced a subscription and you've raised some money there. Directors took part. We'll talk about how much you raised, what it's going to be used for in a bit. Before we do, David, for people maybe not familiar with Rockfire, can you explain the operations, please?
Absolutely. So Rockfire is an exploration company, and we have traditionally up until now, we've had gold and copper assets in Queensland, Australia. And whilst we've held those projects in Australia, we've actually defined JORC resources in the time that we've held those projects. We've defined 200,000 ounces of gold at our Plateau project in Queensland and 120,000 tonnes of copper at our Copperhead project in Queensland also. So for these two projects, it's actually pretty good for a company to do their drilling programs at their projects. And in both instances, we've been able to identify resources from our first drilling program. So this is a great position for the company to be in. And both of those projects have great potential to expand, much larger than they currently are. And that's something that we will continue to work on. Now, in the meantime, at the beginning of 2022, we acquired the Molai Zinc project in Greece, and it's turned out that that's a very strategic acquisition at that time. I think listeners are certainly aware of the difficulties that are being experienced in Europe and the world generally at the current conditions. And I think that having a project in Greece, in Europe, that is capable of providing raw materials for future energy needs of Europe is actually a great position for Rockfire to be in. So in a nutshell, we certainly do have these resources and assets in Australia, and we haven't taken our eye off those projects. But in the meantime, we've moved into a very strategic energy-based and critical metal deposit in Greece, in Europe, and that's a pretty great place for us to be.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and take us through this subscription by Directors Management and UK Institution. How much do you raise, and what are you going to do with the money?
Sure. No, that's an announcement we had out today. And look, we have to acknowledge that the market conditions are difficult at the moment, and some are actually saying unprecedented. So there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets. And we're very, very fortunate to have a UK institutional investor that not only understands the projects, but is willing to come in and assist Rockfire in developing those projects. So it's great to have a very strong financial partner backing us as we move these assets forward. So that's one thing is, the of course, our institutional investor, and we've raised £375,000. And of course, the other thing is that the board and management have participated in this current subscription, and we've added an additional £75,000 just from the board itself. So we're happy to participate because we've got great confidence in the deposits. We have great confidence in the company, and we're very happy to be there with our institutional investor as a strong partner.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you hoping to do with the money then, Dave? Going forward.
Well, Molai is a very high-grade base metal and critical mineral deposit in Greece. The critical mineral is germanium, which is used in a lot of everyday applications like mobile telephones, laptop computers, and desktop computers, and also things that people might necessarily use that germanium is used for, like reverse parking sensors on cars and auto drive sensors. So it has a lot of everyday uses, and we're fortunate to have identified germanium in Greece at our Molai project. And that means that Greece, the project, has potential to become a very important source of raw materials for the future energy needs of Europe. Of course, the zinc and the lead are used a lot in wind turbines. We have silver, which is used in the solar panels. So it's a very important project, and it has the potential to actually end up being a world-class deposit if the discovery along strike turns out to be, as we hope, to be able to define those resources and build those resources in Greece. So this placement, it bolsters our cash position, and it's designed entirely to fund an accelerated drilling program at Moly. So at Moly, we have submitted all the relevant applications for our initial drilling program, and we're awaiting those approvals. And the drilling is designed to trigger a number of very important milestones at Moly. We're going to be infilling our JORC resource, which is currently 2.3 million tonnes at 11% zinc equivalent. So that's a very high grade for 250,000 tonnes of zinc equivalent. So what we aim to do with this money is to drill a number of parallel loads. So the zinc, at the moment, we have defined a single load. But we know there are multiple loads of zinc at Moly. So the intention for this program is to drill through those multiple loads and potentially include them into future resource increases. So that's another objective that we hope to achieve. We want to obtain core for crushing and grinding work indexes. Now, these are designed to feed into a feasibility study. So we are progressing the project very aggressively to make sure that we can maximize the use of those funds and looking to fast track drilling on the path to attaining measured and indicated JORC resources. So a lot of uses for this money. We have enough money to be able to do all of this, and we're pretty excited to be able to get into it with this additional cash injection.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, David, if you could give us three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Rockfire Resources to their watch list, please.
Sure. Look, I think the number one reason would have to be that we're looking at an asset that has the potential to be able to provide the raw materials for energy that Europe so desperately needs at the moment and are actually actively looking for. So that's a very important aspect of this. The second reason is we're looking to have a significant increase in our JORC resource of zinc at Moly. And it's just a fast track towards production. So the third reason, of course, is that we're aggressive in our exploration. We are determined in our exploration, and we will achieve what we hope to achieve.
Excellent stuff. David, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.